The UK general election on December 12th has been branded the Brexit election by the media, but in Scotland it's a little bit more complicated because of the question of Scottish independence. In the second of two reports, Asa Samaker-Romont continues her look at the battle for electoral supremacy in a key Edinburgh constituency.
Opposing both a referendum on independence and on Brexit is Conservative candidate Ian McGill, who already ran for MP in Edinburgh North and Leith in 2017, gaining 27.2% of the vote, up 11% compared to the 2015 election.
We need a clear majority to deliver the Brexit vote. More than a million people in Scotland voted to leave the European Union. They do not have a strong voice in Scotland, but they have a rage in them at their vote being disenfranchised, taken off them, ignored. The results need to be respected in the country, the politicians and people. We need to get on with living our lives. We need to get on with growing our lives. We need to get on with growing our country. And we need to get on with fixing this stuff. Fixing the stuff that's being missed out. Also, though, is the big thing of people are sick and tired of the constitutional wrangling. They want that done. They want that put to bed. We have a very clear message there that we are going to put that to bed.
It has been argued that Brexit is making independence more likely as Scotland voted to remain in the EU. In Leith, 78% of voters rejected Brexit, but Ian McGill is confident he'll get his message across.
The nationalists hate the idea of breaking up the United Kingdom being compared to leaving the... So Scotland leaving the United Kingdom being compared to the UK leaving the European Union. The European Union's only been around 30 years. We've been in a union with the United Kingdom for more than 300. And you see how hard it is to extricate ourselves from the European Union. The idea that Scotland leaving the United Kingdom would be plain sailing in a nice, easy, as they sit and look at negotiations and negotiating strategies and how you don't always get what you want in a negotiation. And, you know, when sides are negotiating, they're negotiating for themselves, not for the others. The idea becomes more unlikely as people look and go, oh, we had to do a trade deal with England. Wait a minute, what do you mean? Do you know, we're looking at... working out where to put borders, just to leave the European Union, we're looking at where to put borders. Does it go in the Irish Sea? Does it go on mainland? And they sit and go, oh, where and what would the border with England be? We don't want it. How's that going to affect things? What's, you know, so as they look at the reality of leaving a political or economic union, that makes Scottish independence much, much, much less likely.
The Lib Dems currently have one MP in Edinburgh, but Lib Dem candidate Bruce Wilson, running for the very first time after a career as a Marine, hopes to win the vote in Leith too. In 2017, the anti-Brexit Lib Dems had 4.6% of the vote in this heavily pro-Remain constituency that also voted against independence in 2014. Bruce Wilson believes the Lib Dems' positioning to stop Brexit by revoking Article 50, triggered 2 years ago by the UK to leave the EU, will seduce voters.
Well, I didn't think I'd be saying this, but we're in a fairly strange niche where we are the only pro-UK, pro-EU party in the entirety of the United Kingdom. And I can't believe that we found ourselves that we've got an extreme Labour Party, an extreme right party in the Conservatives, and a populist nationalist Scottish government. So we're the voice of reason in this campaign.
The Lib Dems are often asked how they can support a second referendum on Brexit, but oppose a second referendum on independence. Bruce Wilson says that it's because being pro-independence and pro-Brexit is equally damaging.
It's always difficult to tell my nationalist friends this, but the same movement that led to Brexit in the United Kingdom is the exact same sentiment that we have up here in Scotland. Liberal Democrats are inherently internationalists. We understand the importance of organisations like the UN and NATO. This populist government we have up in the form of the SNP seeks to divide on a narrow idea of nationalism, whereas we think we're always better working together, both as part of the UK and as part of the EU.
Scotland sends 59 MPs, including 35 from the SNP, 13 Conservatives, 7 Labour and 3 Lib Dems to Westminster. The stakes are very high indeed for voters who might have to vote tactically in marginal constituencies. This is the case of 13 of them, where outgoing MPs have razor-thin majorities. Reporting from Edinburgh, this is Asa Samakiroman.